Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm fine, love. Question. For the case Sanamia Haynes, we are not accepting timesheets from this caregiver. This caregiver is in the process of being terminated due to EBV compliances, okay? So do not even offer a timesheet. Whatever she clocks in and out for, if it's not out of range, that's what we will bill for. As far as she was offered to get a cell phone and we will reimburse her, if she can't get a cell phone, then she cannot work, period. Okay?
I will let her know.
The other question is pertaining to, I got a message from Graffield Case. Why did she send you a timesheet?
Let me check.
Because I don't see any incognito in your profile.
No.
So she did not email you a timesheet at all?
No, and the last name of the patient is, I'm sure.
Graffield. Graffield.
Okay, yeah. She sent me the ones from February 23rd to March 1st and March 1st to March 8th, but besides that, she has not sent anything else.
Okay, so how come you didn't process those timesheets?
Because she sent them like in one, she put all the shifts.
So did she send you from the last 2 weeks before payroll closed?
Yes. I mean, they were when they were suspended and she did not clock in and clock out. I mean, she ended the weeks and sent the timesheets. And I processed them today because you already let me know, but those timesheets were like before she started clocking in and clocking out.
So the problem is she was informed by me that if you start clocking in and out effective the 9th, then I will honor any timesheets for back pay. So the problem is because she didn't get paid today, she did not clock in today, and she sent me this long email that she's going to report it to the Pennsylvania Department because we're withheld in payment.
I understand the issue.
Okay, because I put a note in and I said I gave her until 3/9 to start clocking in and out because we was in the process of discharging the case if we do not receive any clock ins and out. So she abide by compliance that she will clock in and out effective 3/9, and I told her if I get the clock ins and out, then I will honor what we haven't paid her for. So I'm going to forward this email over to you. You need to follow up with her because I told her something else and she did not get paid.
Yeah, I
Okay?
understand. So
All right.
sorry, I mean the misunderstanding because she already sent them when she was not clocking in and clocking out. That's why I did not process them.
Okay. All righty. No problem.
Sorry.
All right. Bye-bye.